Hi, welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Beishamai Omrim, Lo Yimani Yisrael Im HaKohen Al HaBechor. A Yisrael, a regular rank-and-file Jew, may not be invited to partake of the Bechor, of the firstborn animal, with the Kohen. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel permits this, Vafilu Nachri, and they go so far as to allow even a non-Jew to be invited to partake of this animal. Behorach she'achzo dam, if a behor needs to have bloodlet, they were very big into bloodletting for medicinal purposes, afilu hu meis, even if it will die if it's not done, ein makizin lo dam, you may not have bloodlet from it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Vechachamim omrim, and the sages say, yakiz, you may let blood, Ubilvajlo Yasibo Mum, on the condition that you do not make a blemish. Vimasabo Mum, Harizelo Yishachetalov. And if you do make a blemish, the animal may not be slaughtered because of that blemish. And that's because it was inflicted by the person. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Yakiz Afal Pishu Osibo Mum. He goes so far as to say, you may let blood, even though it's going to make a blemish in the animal. So go right ahead and do it. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Lo Yimna Yisrael Im HaKohen. A regular Jew, a Yisrael, may not be invited to partake of this animal with the Kohen. Le'achol Imo Bechabora, to eat in a group with him. Mibasar Bechor Bal Mum, from the meat of a blemished firstborn animal. She'ein Nimnin Al HaBechor El HaChabora Shekula Kohanim. He feels that you can only invite a group that's completely Kohanim, Tichsiv, because the Pasuk tells us. U'basra Miyelecha Kechaza HaTenufa U'Keshok HaYamin. So the Pasuk says that the meat of the Bechor will be for the Kohen, just like the breast and the foreleg, which go to Kohen. Ma'chazav esho Kohanim ein Yisrael lo, just like those pieces are limited to Kohanim only. Af Bechor, bein tamim bein balmum, Kohanim in Yisrael lo. Similarly, he feels that the firstborn animal, whether it's blemished or not, is limited exclusively to Kohanim. Ubeis Hillel matirin afilu nachri. But Beis Hillel permit a Yisrael to eat from the Bechor, and they even permit a non-Jew to eat from it. Dechsiv, because the Torah says, Kitzvi uka'ayel. It's like a deer and a ram. Matzviva ayel afilu nachri. Just like deers and rams can also be eaten by non-Jews. Af Bechor nami. So too a Bechor can be eaten by a Yisrael and by a non-Jew. Ukra dechsiv ubastram yelecha kechaza hatenufa ukeshok hayamin. And as far as the pasuk that says that the meat will be for kahanim, like the breast and the thigh, bebechor tamim davka toy. That's only talking about an unblemished bechor. So an unblemished bechor is limited to the kahanim, but a blemished bechor can be eaten by anyone. Sha'achzo dam. It needs to have blood let. So it's got some sort of affliction that it's in danger because of an overabundance of blood. Ein makizin lo dam. So according to the first opinion, you may not let blood. Vafil b'makom she'eno osebo mum. Even in a place that would not make a blemish. Demitoch she'adam bahu amamono. Because since a person is concerned about his money, isha risale b'makom she'eno osebo mum. If you would permit him to do this in a place where he won't make a blemish, asi lema'abid b'makom she'osebo mum. Then he's going to end up doing it in a place where he will make a blemish. Since we're permitting him to do it, he's not going to be so careful and limit himself only to the places where it's permitted. He's going to do it elsewhere in order to save the animal. Ubilvaj lo yasebo mum. The second opinion is you can do it as long as you don't make a blemish. Shelo yistok rosh azno o nivs fasav. So you can't do it in the ear and the lip. B'makom shelo yochel lachzer vilhi rape. From a place where he's not going to recuperate and heal from the drawing of blood. The savei rabbanan, because the rabbis feel. Kol shekein de'ilo sharisa le b'makom she'ein bo mum asli lema'abed afilo b'makom she'yesh bo mum. They feel not that if he is permitted to do it in some places, he'll do it in other places. They feel that if you don't permit him to do it anywhere, he's going to go ahead and do it. So they feel it's more of a danger not to permit it in a place that doesn't make a blemish. Lo yishchot alav, but if you do make a blemish, you can't shech the animal because of it. Hol v'hu hitilo, because he caused it. Ashibo bo mum acher, so you have to wait until some other blemish befalls the animal, and then you can shech it. Yakiz, and the third opinion is just go ahead and let blood. Af makom she'osebo mum, even in a place where it's going to make a blemish. Imhu tzarech lahakiz me'oso aver. If he needs to draw blood from that place, then that's what needs to be done. V'lo yanich en hashiyamos, and you shouldn't let the animal die. V'af al pi shehu hitil hamum biyadav, and even though he actively causes this blemish, yishachet alav, he can slaughter because of it, because it's not his fault that the animal needed to have the blood let. V'halachik Rabbi Shimon, and the halacha does follow this third opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Gimel. Hatzorim ba'ozen habachor. If somebody cuts a slit in the ear of a bechor, harizeh lo yishachet olamis. This animal can never be slaughtered. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, kishivalid lo mumacher yishachet olav. When it gets another blemish, then you can shecht it because of that second blemish. Maisa bezachar shel rechelim zakein usa'aro meduldal. There was an incident involving an old male sheep, and it had long hair. It had never been shorn. Rahu kaster echad, and a certain Roman officer saw it. Amar, and he asked, Ma tibo shel zeh? What's the story with this sheep? Why did you let it get so old and never be shorn? Amru lo, and the owner answered, Bechorhu ve'eno nishchat ela imkein hayabo mum. So he explains to him, it's a bechor, and you can't work it, you can't shear it, and it can never be slaughtered until it develops a blemish. Nafal pigyon v'tzaram ba'azno. And the soldier, the officer, took his knife, and he cut the ear of this animal. Ubay ma'isalif nechachamim v'hitiruhu. And when the sages heard about this, they permitted the animal to be slaughtered. Rashi hitiro. So when this Roman official saw that it was permitted, v'halach v'tzaram ba'azne b'chor sacherim v'asuru. So he went and thought he'd do a favor to his Jewish constituents, and he went and he cut the ears of other firstborn animals, but the sages did not permit these animals to be slaughtered. Pam achas, another incident. Hayutinokos misachim besade, v'kashru zanavos talayim zelaze. So some children were playing in the field, and they tied the tails of sheep to one another. V'nifska zanavos shel echad mehen, v'harihu bechor. And the tail of one of them broke off, and it happened to be that this animal was a firstborn. And when the sages heard about this, they permitted the animal to be slaughtered. Ro shehitiru, and when the boys saw that this was permitted, v'halku v'kashru zanavos b'bechoros acherim v'asaru. So they went and they tied the tails of other bechoros, figuring that they could do a favor for the owners and get them permitted, but the sages did not permit them. Zahaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shehuladato aser, anything that's done intentionally to inflict a mum and permit a bechor is not permitted. V'shelo ladato mutter, but if it's done unintentionally, then it is permitted. So when the Roman official and when the boys acted in innocence, then their actions resulted in the bechor being permitted. But when they did it specifically for that purpose, it doesn't work. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Hatzorem, a pogam, someone who injures. Uba kohen iri, and we're dealing with a kohen, shepogem ozen habachor kdei shiyeh chulin biyado. And the reason he's slitting the ear of this animal is so that this animal should become chulin in his possession. Harizeh lo yishachet olamis, it can never be slaughtered. Vafilo nafabal mumacher, according to this opinion, even if another blemish befalls this animal, it can never be slaughtered, mishum kenas. It's a penalty. We don't want him doing this, so we're going to deprive him of the ability to ever eat it. Lefisha avar vehitil mum bekudshim, because he violated the law and he caused a blemish in sanctified animals. Shehamatil mum bekudshim, sofeg es harboyim, someone who does this gets lashes, vafilo ase mum babal mum, even if he inflicts a blemish in an animal that already has a blemish, dichsiv, because the Torah says, kol mum lo yiebo, there shall be no blemish in it. Karibe lo yiebo, it's explaining grammatically the pasuk, shelo yatil bo mum, that you may not cause a mum in it. Umidahava le lemichtav mum, but since it should have just said a blemish, because of kol mum, but it says any blemish, larabos afilu bal mum, shelo yatil bo mum. So it includes even an animal that's already blemished, you still may not cause a blemish in it. But the opinion of the Chachamim is, kishi yivaled lo mumacher, you can shecht it when it gets a subsequent blemish. Vafila ba'oso mum atzmo, and even in that first mum, the one that the guy caused intentionally, ibmeis hamatil es hamum, if the one who caused the blemish died, B'no shochet acharav. His son may slaughter the animal afterwards, al oso hamum, because of that blemish that his father inflicted. D'lididei kansu rabbanan, because it was only the one who did it that the rabbis penalized. Librei lo kansu rabbanan v'chein halacha. They didn't penalize his son, and this is the halacha. So if a kohen slits the ear of an animal, hoping that it will become chulin, he's not permitted to eat it ever. Or according to the opinion of Rabbanan, he is permitted to eat it if it gets another blemish. And the Rabbanan add, if that Kohen dies, his son can slaughter the animal because of that blemish, because the inability to do so was a penalty that was imposed, and the penalty is only imposed on the one who did the act. So now we have this Roman officer who saw this sheep that was never shorn, and he asked about it, and when he was told, he cut a slit in the animal's ear, v'hitiruhu, and the chachamim permitted it. Afalpi shahanachri niskavin lahatil bomum, even though the Roman officer intended to inflict a wound, kivan deshalomi das yisrael asa, since he didn't do it with the Jews' intention. Shalom niskavin la'asos nachas ruach liyisrael, and he wasn't doing it to do a favor for the Jew. Rashi hitiru v'halach, so then he went ahead and he inflicted wounds in the ears of other Bechoros. Kedei lasos nachas ruach liYisrael, because he wanted to do them a favor. Nasa ki'ilu amar lo Yisrael, shiyaseu v'asar. So, since that was his intention, it's the same effect as if the Jew said to him, please do this for me, and therefore it's prohibited. And the Bartnura goes on to explain why we need both cases, both the Roman soldier and the boys playing in the field, and it gets into, it's a little technical, the boys are Jewish, but they're minors, and the soldier is an adult, but he's not Jewish, and there's reasons you would think that one case would be permitted while the other one might not be, and that's why we need them both. So, kol shehu ledato aser, the general rule is anything that's done intentionally is prohibited. La'asiyei grama, and this includes doing it indirectly. Kagon shiyolecha behema b'makam shiyesh bo barzel kadei shetikashel bo v'yipo bo mum. So you can't lead the animal in a place where there's iron, hoping that it'll fall and get a mum. So even if you don't directly inflict the wound, even if you cause it through your actions to be brought about, it still doesn't work. V'shalola dato mutter, but if it's unintentional, the animal is permitted. La'asiyei Imhai Yisrael Mesiach Lifitumo. This includes a case, for example, as if a Jew speaks innocently without any intention. Va'omer Bifnei Hanachri, and he says in front of a non-Jew, Bechor Zeh Im Nafal Bo Mum Hainu Ochlin Oso. So he happens to say, this Bechor, if it gets a Mum, we can eat it. V'shma Hanachri V'hito Bo Mum Mutter. And then the non-Jew goes ahead and gives it a Mum, the animal would be permitted. So if the Jew spoke in innocence, even if it caused the act to come about, that's okay, because it wasn't done with intention. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.